views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Catherine R.T. Moss. So this show is a great show for anyone who's looking to rid themselves from anything that is no longer serving them. It can be a resource for women in recovery. I hope you find this show inspiring and motivating to start living the life that you really want to live. Today, I have a guest on the show, a former guest, also a good friend of mine, Rebecca Watson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited and happy to have you back. So I'd also like to say that you're kind of like a co-host today, that we're having a conversation on a really interesting and I think a really appropriate topic for this time of year for a lot of listeners, and that's going on vacations sober.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds so intimidating the way you say it.
I'm like, my vacation's over. No. But before we start the show and start getting into our tips that we have, I just wanted to, you know, let people know a little bit more about you. You were on the show before, and if you want to, you can go back to that show, and we have a really, really interesting conversation. And Rebecca, you tell your story, and you also talk about your book, Change is Easy. And you also shared a little bit about your website, sunnysanguinity.com.
That's right.
Is where people can find you. And yep. Yeah, you blog, you're an author, and travel a lot. So that's why when I thought of having this topic, I'm like, I need to talk to Rebecca because she really knows all about this. You have many years of sobriety and you travel a lot.
That's right. I do travel a lot. It's one of my favorite things. And it was before I quit drinking as well. And I didn't want stopping drinking to stop me from such a fun hobby. So I just decided rather quickly to take a trip. Well, I had planned a trip to New Orleans and I didn't know I was going to quit drinking at that point. So I ended up in New Orleans right around 30 days sober. And so that was, it basically told me that I could do it. Because at 30 days without drinking, you're still, you know, really fresh, you're pretty raw, and, it would be pretty easy, at least I thought, to say, oh, I only have 30 days. I can just have a drink. You know, I'm in New Orleans. Everyone drinks in New Orleans. So I thought that was a real challenge for me. And if I could make it through that, I could travel anywhere sober.
Really? That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, if she can do it in New Orleans, I'm sure you can do it anywhere. Cause that must have been very challenging.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was, and it wasn't. I think I had some really good advice from other people and, you know, I'm sure we'll go into some tips, but I definitely had a really excellent friend that I was going to visit who, although she drank at that point, interestingly, she actually quit drinking since then. She had no problem with me not drinking, and, you know, it didn't really change our plans. It didn't change we didn't go see a band at like 2 a.m, but well, that's all right.
So you travel a lot. You also live overseas, and you travel for work a lot. So this can be about, you know, vacations or work traveling. What is the first tip that you would have for people to do, or to keep in mind when traveling?
Well, I think the most important tip is to tell the people that you're going to visit or tell the people you're going to be spending time with. And I say this more for a recreational trip, you know, more for a holiday type situation. With traveling with colleagues, I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, something you need to come out and say. But when you're going out with friends, when you're, you know, when there's an expectation that, oh yeah, we'll travel to some wineries, or oh yeah, we'll stay out late and party, the best thing to do is to let people know beforehand so that everyone's on the same page, so you don't surprise people, so they don't feel judged. I mean, there's so many different reasons. Give them a little bit of time to adjust to the whole idea. That kind of thing. Give them enough time to try and talk you out of it before you go. So yeah, that would be my first tip, is just really communicate with your friends, with your partner, whomever you're traveling with, whomever you're going to visit. And you've done a lot of traveling too, Kate. And I wonder if that's something you've done. Have you told other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had that on my list too. So I just checked it off. I said, talk to your fellow travelers about your feelings, what your plan is. Because I think that when I first became sober, I did traveling, but like everything in my sober life, I kept it a secret, and I felt like I could just like deal with it myself. Mm. And it was really hard. And so I just, like my husband and I, we took a big trip to Asia in March, and it was an amazing trip, but I just remember like having a breakdown in Shanghai in a park. Wow. And I was just like, I need to talk about my feelings, you know? So I just really, I didn't talk about what the plan was or how I was feeling about the trip. And I was doing a lot of, you know, work on myself. But then when you're in a different place, I kind of put that on hold. So I wasn't really vocal about what I needed and what I wanted it to look like. So, so we were just away, a few weeks ago, went to Lanzarote. And
okay, cool. Yeah. This is an island, right? Off
the coast. So it's like in the Canary Islands. They're Spanish islands off the coast of like kind of near Morocco.
Okay.
And, I was planning for it, you know, and I told the person I was traveling with, was my husband. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not going to go here, and I'm going to do this. So he understood. So nothing was like popping up like, what? I thought we were going to do this, and now you're saying this. So yeah, right. I think that it's like communicating. And a lot of times, especially if it's your partner, you just assume that they are understanding or on the same page, and that's right. Not the case.
I think when, especially if your partner doesn't have a special relationship with alcohol, Reed isn't an alcoholic, they don't think in the same way. They don't see triggers that, I mean, potential landmines for someone who, I mean, if you were traveling with me, I would be like, no, we're not going to the winery. No, I mean, mm-hmm. Are you crazy? That's nuts. But, you know, somebody else would be like, oh, wine tour sounds really nice. And yeah, it does to most people, but it doesn't work for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, some people are like, oh, hotels were my thing. And some people were like, airports, you know, that's where they could really just drink. And I feel like me being on vacation, I'm like, how many things do I have to see to be a tourist before I can just like, I don't get loaded or, you know, just like do what I want to do because it's vacation. And, you know,
right.
I mean, we were surrounded by like just people drinking and like, what do you have to find alternative things that are fun. And it's hard because you're away from home and you're away from everything that,
like, you know, your security. Like,
yeah. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it really is. But at the same time, I mean, if you do communicate with your friends, with your partner, whomever you're traveling with, you can sort of plan around things. And also, you can just say no and do your own thing, which is, I think, you know, we need permission to do that. Like, I definitely said no a few times and just went back to my room and read a book. And that felt great.
That's another a really good point, that you can decide what you want to do and when you want to do it. You know, like you don't have to, it's like, it goes back to the like FOMO, like fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've just kind of discovered that acronym. And I wrote sit one out because you don't have to like be doing everything, and you can take a, you know, a moment and just not be involved. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Gosh, just recently with my work trip, everyone went out for dinner together, all of my colleagues. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to go to the grocery store, pick something up and go back to my hotel room. And it actually worked out really nicely. I got to bed early. I woke up feeling really refreshed. That was the most recent time I've said no, but that's one of my favorite things to do now, actually, is to take time for myself and actually be refreshed on a trip or on a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And wake up feeling good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I hear you. I think that's, yeah, just the best, you know, and cause I mean, we've talked about it before that traveling is stressful and I feel like I need to recover from traveling. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Vacation from your vacation.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another break, a break. We haven't taken a break yet. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue with our tips regarding sober vacations. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss, and my guest host today, Rebecca Watson. We're talking about vacationing without alcohol. Can it be done? So, yes, it can. Before we go into any more tips, let's talk about what our vacations looked like before, because I had brought up, you know, feeling like I needed to just get those touristy things out of the way before I could do what I really wanted to do. What was it like for you?
I would say you hit the nail on the head. When you said that, I was like, oh my God, we traveled the exact same way. Cause I did not like to drink too much during the day. I would, you know, maybe have like a drink here or there on a patio or something, but I didn't want to get drunk because I needed to make sure that I had proof that I had actually gone on vacation. And that meant like photos in the daylight. Like that was something I was really proud of. I'd be like, oh, look, we did something during the day, and I'm sober, and I remember it.
I'm in a museum.
Exactly. Look, I went on this hike, or look, I spent the whole afternoon, you know, in this botanical garden. Never mind the fact that I wasn't enjoying it at all, because all I could think about was, oh, my God, I just want to go get wasted.
Mm-hmm. I remember you asked me just not so long ago of – like, cause I like stayed a bit of time in Prague, and you're like, can you recommend anything? I'm like, nope, not really. I don't really remember very much of what was going on. I can tell you what bars are good, but that was a time where I'm like, I think I went to a museum. I don't know. Yeah. So I definitely, can relate. And it was like kind of all about the alcohol. And I find that what's really frustrating is when you're looking at even travel books to go places, it's always like at night, it's like have dinner here and then go to this bar and that bar and this bar. Mm-hmm. So there's not a whole lot of support to find other things to do. You have to look. Yeah. Of course, it's there, but you really have to look.
Absolutely. That just shows how, you know, normalized drinking is and how acceptable it is. And that's fine because for a lot of people, it's not a problem. But it doesn't, our lives don't have to center around it. Like nightlife doesn't have to be about booze, you know? I mean, there are so many cool things to do outside and, mm-hmm. you know, different plays to go to. My husband and I have kind of started this tradition where we try and see like some sort of culture that we wouldn't necessarily go to. So like when we were in Venice, we went to, string quartet or something. I don't know. I can't even remember now. It was beautiful though. And we've seen some choirs. I really want to see an opera another time we're in Italy. This kind of stuff that you don't really do it in your hometown, but you know, when you're somewhere, your hometown, where you live, when you're somewhere new, when you're out, I mean, think about it. Those tickets, they could be like 60 or 70 bucks, but that's easily a bar tab. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I just think about what I used to spend and, I just sort of, I just cringe at that, but, now it's a whole lot different. Like just the choices I make. The nightlife is different, much different. I also go to bed a lot earlier because I get up a lot earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also it's nice to, like when we said before that you're going through these actions and you're doing this stuff, but not really enjoying it. And you're not fully there, but now it's like, I am at the opera and I am actually enjoying this. And I am like 100% present and mm-hmm. not thinking about, okay, well, when can I do something else?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I would be like, okay, well, we're going to go drinks later. And then I'm like obsessing about that, even though I'm sitting in like the opera.
Yes, yeah. And this is a beautiful moment. And you know what the other part of vacationing before I quit drinking was this, well, the hangovers, of course, were bad. They were way worse because you drink way more on vacation. But the other thing was the emotional hangovers. I would have this crazy anxiety and depression that would not allow me to relax. So even if I was on a beach vacation and all I did was sit at the pool with a book, I would feel so depressed and so anxious. I had no peace at all.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And was that also due to like the like from drinking or from like being hungover and embarrassed or like shame?
I think that is a bit of all of what you said. Definitely the hangover. I mean, I've always suffered from emotional hangovers too. I would get really depressed. I would always pop a few more Johannes Kraut. What is that? St. John's wort.
Yeah.
The day after I would drink a lot because I knew that I would feel more depressed. But then also there was shame, or if I forgot what I did the night before, like if I had a blackout or something, just, oh my God. And I feel terrible.
Yeah, like blackout and you don't like, what did I do last night? Did I really do like a headstand on the dance floor last night? And
right,
yeah, that's
exactly.
Weird.
Yeah. Did you do a headstand on the dance floor?
Yeah, I think I was like trying to like spin on my head like when we were in Stockholm. Okay, let's go to another tip. You got one or do you want me to?
Why don't you start and I'll add to it.
I have one that might be like, duh, but this has happened. Don't put yourself in high-risk situations, a.k.a. don't go to a bar.
Oh, do you have a story? Did you go to a bar? Was it difficult?
When we were in Japan, before we went out, I remember sitting in a hotel room feeling really distraught and sitting in a hotel room in a foreign country feeling like completely on edge was not a good emotional state to be in.
No.
And I couldn't get a hold of anybody. So that was poor planning. And then just feeling really desperate and wanting some like familiarity, we ended up going to some like American style, like microbrewery.
Oh,
and it was
no.
a bar. And so everybody was just like drinking around me and it probably wasn't a good thing to do. And everybody was just like, maybe it was just me or maybe it was just like the people there. Everybody was like obnoxiously like drunk and laughing around me and I couldn't even hear anything. So, and then I remember telling a friend that, oh yeah, I found myself in a bar. They're like, you didn't end up in a bar. You didn't find yourself in a bar. You decided to go to this bar. I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I still find, weirdly, like I find bars comforting. And I just want to like, you know, where everybody kind of, it's like cheersy, you know, you're like, oh, like, hey, how's it going? And yeah, so I always kind of find myself wanting to go to these places, but I just know it's like, you know, the haircut thing. If you go to a, what do they say? If you go to a barber, you're sit around long enough, you're going to get a haircut.
That's great. Yeah. But no, I think that tip is actually not that much of a duh tip. This high risk stuff, it seems so normal, like you said, because it's been normal, right? It's something that you found comforting in the past. It's the way things have always been. And sometimes I think, I don't think everyone thinks this, but I think enough people do that when they quit drinking, they're going to do exactly what they did before without drinking.
Oh, totally.
Right? So I'm going to have the same friends. I'm going to do the same things. Nothing's going to change. I'm just going to not have alcohol. And while that might work for some people, I don't know many that it has worked for. So like the idea of not putting yourself in high risk situations, you know, not going to the brew house, not taking a brew tour or whatever, you know, those things are, I think that needs to be said. And I have a tip that's sort of on the same vein, is just to do things differently, to look at stuff you never would normally have like picked out, like I said about the opera. But you know, maybe you never have gone on a tour with other people, you know, like a hike with other people, or maybe you've never checked out you know, those hop on, hop off bus tours in a city, or you've never gone to a museum, do those things. Rent a jet ski, rent something.
Like looking at vacation, what you can do in a different way, not just doing the same things that you used to do, the same people, but just not drinking. Yeah, that's and also, like, if maybe alcohol is that your thing, but maybe it's something else. Maybe it's another addiction, or it's drugs or something else, you know, and don't go maybe to, I was gonna say, the disco. Don't go to the nightclub. You know, don't do whatever you find to be a high-risk situation for you. Avoid that. Don't go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if people want to go, it's okay to say no. And I think that's...
And go to the grocery store.
You know, exactly. Pick up a root beer or, you know, whatever. Go to bed. I know that's, like, sounds really lame, but, oh, go to bed and wake up really early. See the sunrise. Like, when's the last time you've seen a sunrise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's special.
Yeah, I think that's really, really a great idea. Like, just doing it, just mixing it up and not going through the same motions, because I tried to do that too. I tried to keep the same friends and just not have my life change in any way. And then it had to. So, all right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue conversation with Rebecca Watson. And how can people find you again? I mean, they can listen to the other episode with you in it. You're on sunnysanguinity.com. That's your blog.
That's right.
And
I'm
then
on
you
Twitter
are,
too.
I think I said it wrong last time, so maybe you should say it.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. And my handle is Rebecca A. Watson. And so there's two A's in there. Rebecca ends with an A, and then my middle initial is A.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, then, yeah, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Welcome back to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. Today, I'm talking with Rebecca Watson about vacationing sober and all the fun that you can have. So we're talking today about some tips that could help you have just as much fun as when you used to get all crazy with alcohol or whatever.
More fun. You.
Yeah, more fun.
You can have more
fun. Okay. So shall we do another tip?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about going out to lunch and to dinner, because those are big things, at least in my vacation world. Those are a big deal to me. I love to eat, and I still love to drink things, even though I don't drink alcohol.
Exciting, like you said. It's like you get ready, like you come home and you change, and then you go out, and that's like you're like going out for the evening.
Exactly. And, you know, you put on something pretty and, of course, try different kinds of food depending on where you are. So one thing that I found really helpful is to kind of do a little research before you go somewhere to get to know their local non-alcoholic drinks. So you're not always ordering like a Coke, no matter where you go. Like, I was in, the Canary Islands, actually, where you were. There's this drink called Appletizer. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's sort of like apple shortly. It's like, apple juice and sparkling apple juice. But it's like their Spanish drink. And so I drank that like the whole time, and I found that out. There's like actually a Wikipedia page of, soft drinks list by country.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
that's cool. So then you're not you have something special that you can drink as well.
Exactly.
You're not just drinking like sparkling water.
Yeah. And I actually impressed a waiter once when we were in Italy, because I asked for limonada or something like that. And he was like, oh, you want, okay. It's like a special sparkling lemon drink they have. And so I think it's kind of fun too, going to the grocery store and just looking at all of their soft drinks. But at any rate, I think it's a good idea before you go out to dinner, to have an idea of what you might possibly order. Mm-hmm.
I remember when we went to Rome, it sounds like we're just like all over the place all the time.
I know.
We live here, so we have to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
We went to Rome and we found a little natural grocery store, and they had a smoothie bar. So we were just like ordering smoothies after or like before dinner. And it was just kind of like fun. So I felt like it just satisfied some need in me to like have something like exciting or try something, you know? And yeah. So
exactly. I love smoothie bars too, because you can kind of, you know, have that relationship with the quote unquote bartender or whatever. You know,
I think it was actually a juice. I think they were juices, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it matters.
No.
So that's, a good one. And I have another one that kind of ties in a little bit. Bring things that make you happy, comfortable and safe. So I said, for me, maybe like good books, and they can be something that's a recovery book or not, whatever you like to bring along with you, music for relaxation and treats.
Yes, I think that is a really good thing. You should be toting those along in your purse or your day bag or whatever, because that whole idea of, gosh, I don't know about you, but and when you're looking for a place to eat and all of a sudden you get really hungry and then you get crabby, that can be a danger zone for me.
Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, right?
Exactly. And so if you have like treats, snacks, all that kind of stuff packed. I think that'll keep you safe.
Mm-hmm. So what do you bring? Like, do you bring books, music, things like that? What all do you bring along with you?
I definitely bring I have all these guided meditations that I love. I have an iPod loaded with that. I bring my journal because I am a freak. I love to write. Like, I am so happy when I'm writing, and if I'm unhappy or triggered, it really calms me down. So my journal is huge for me. I think books too are a really nice thing to read. And sober blogs. But that, I don't know, you can take those. I guess you can take your phone with you, you know, mm-hmm. read sober blogs. I do like to sometimes look through those as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that treats are important, but it just reminds me of a friend of both of ours had a bachelorette party, and I remember, like, needing to have, like, chocolate with me or something, because I think at, like, dinner – and, you know, didn't order anything alcoholic. So I knew that I had, like, just, like, chocolate in my purse, and I could, like, it's not something that I'm just eating all the time. It's just something that I wanted to just make me feel better for that evening, just to kind of know I had something that I could indulge in.
Yeah, something special for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I also listen to, like, Yoga Nidra, which is, like, a relaxation, and you can find that on my website, or you can find it on, like, just going to YouTube. And I find that when I do some type of relaxation before I go to bed and I, like, fall asleep to it, that I wake up so much more well rested and not hungover and wasting half the day.
Okay. Oh, and you know what? Other thing that I bring with me is I have non-alcoholic gluten-free beer, and I know not everybody is into the non-alcoholic beer thing. And that's fine. But for me, I can't have gluten either. And so to find non-alcoholic gluten-free beer is almost impossible. And when it's hot out, it's really nice to have one. So
you travel with that?
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm not going on a plane.
Mm-hmm. But, okay.
Like, yeah, we're going to Croatia by car, and I have, like, six of them in my already packed up. So,
yeah, that's really that's a good thing to have, you know.
Or just to put in your mini bar, because a lot of hotels, they just have a mini bar sitting there. It's all booze, like, just sitting there staring at you. Are you kidding me? You need something else in there.
Have you ever had them remove those bottles from the hotel room?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, I've been told to, but I haven't. I mean, like, you know, like, I was sent a picture of, like, look what I'm looking at to, like, a sponsor. And they're like, have them remove it. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't. It's not like I felt like I was going to drink it. It was just like, why do they have to have all this stuff in here?
I know. I just feel like it's taunting me. It's annoying. Like, I'm really not – I don't need – to drink it. I don't want to drink it, but it's just annoying that it's there.
Have you ever seen the movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's not like I think I would ever do that, but do you remember just has that one little bottle, and then all of a sudden it's just like he binges. Oh man. Yeah. It's just freaky. It's really scary.
Yeah. I totally know what you're talking about. That's a great movie.
It is a really good movie. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. What about a next one?
Okay. I wanted to talk just real quick about planning for weak moments.
Yes, I was just going to say, I think that's planning is the most important thing. Like, you can't just, like, go to a destination and like, oh, what's this about?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could, but you might run into some trouble.
Okay. What kind of planning?
Well, like what we were talking about before, like trying new things. So looking for places to go, things to do before, that kind of stuff. But I also think you need to, or at least for me, I always think, okay, what would I do if I really wanted to drink? And so I have to kind of take a step back and say, all right, you know, do I have, like, a plan? for if that happens? Do I have snacks with me at all times? Do I have a person that I can trust that I can text or that I can call? Like, that kind of stuff, I think, is really important to have lined up beforehand.
Yes, that is really good. And that's kind of like a few of them that I had here. I have, you know, like when you figure out where you're going, like plan what's like what resources you have, like what's around, look for support and know what to expect. So like when I went to Lanzarote, I looked up support meetings and I told myself I was going to go to at least one, because so much in the past, I would just kind of leave it up to whatever happens, happens. But I wanted to be a bit more prepared and be more active in being on vacation, yet still taking care of myself, you know, and doing the things and not letting myself get so emotionally strung out. And then I end up, because then that happens, I end up becoming not so nice to my partner.
Right.
And to kind of ruining their experience too. And I also think that it's really important to have someone's number that you can call, whoever it is, if it's a sponsor or if it's just a friend or whatever, that they can, they'll be there for you if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in a situation, I'm in a bar or something like that, if that happens.
Yeah.
Anyone that is like, is there for you, and kind of making sure that they're in the same time zone, because that's happened to me where, you know, in Japan where I'm like, oh, like no one's there because it's like, you know, 2 a.m. in the United States or something like that. So making sure.
Oh yeah. That's a really good point.
That's happened to me many times. And so I'm going to the United States in 2 weeks, and I have decided that I am bringing my little like scooter, my roller scooter, you know, the ones that you like push along, because I know that I want to be able to go to support meetings if I need to, and I don't have a car, and I don't want to have to rely on other people to take me to these places. I want to be able to be relying on myself. So I'm going to be like rolling around in the Midwestern suburbs, because, you know, you can't be in the Midwest without a car. You just, you know.
No, you really can't.
So I'm bringing my roller, and my husband's like, why? I'm like, because I just need it. I need to be able to get around.
That's really good. I mean, that's such a huge, it's not a big deal to bring, but it's such a huge thing that you made that plan, you know, it's going to save you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think that when we start relying on, okay, well, I'll figure it out when I get there, or I'll depend on these people to get me there to what I need to do. That's not maybe in the best interest, because you can't really know if that person maybe doesn't feel like driving you to where you want to go, or taking you from a party that you want to leave.
Oh gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Anything else to add before we take a break?
No, just I think just planning is key. Even if you don't like to plan, it's worth it.
Okay, plan.
Yeah.
Excellent advice. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Rebecca and I will continue our conversation about vacation sober, and also talking a little bit about traveling for work sober, because Rebecca has a lot of experience in that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vassili, coming to Seattle July 7th at Cornish Playhouse, Seattle Center, the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in.
My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Welcome back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss, and my co-host for the day, Rebecca Watson. We're here talking to you about sobriety and vacations and how they can be just as fun, if not more fun, and also a little bit in a moment about work travel. So before we get to that, another tip that we would like to talk about is bringing a little bit of whatever routine you have, bringing it with you on vacation. What do you have to say about that, Rebecca?
Thoughts? My thoughts on that are we all view vacation, well, I shouldn't say we all, but a lot of us view vacation as an escape from the day-to-day. But if we don't have some sort of safety net for ourselves, some routine that we take from our day to day, because that's where we are sober. That's where, you know, our drinking has affected us. We may forget, we may slip up. So I think, you know, we don't necessarily need to get up at the same time and go, you know, do our workout and all that stuff, but to pick a few things that, that we enjoy and that can mesh with vacation, that idea of vacation, I think is really, I mean, it's nice for me. I don't know what you take from your daily routine into your vacation, but for me, it's journaling. I always wake up early and journal.
Mm-hmm. I take, I meditate at home and I have a little blow up cushion that fits, mm-hmm. that's like literally flat. And I put it in my, and it fits everywhere, and I blow it up and I'm able to meditate on it. So it's, and even if it's just for a little bit, I feel better. And I even if it's just a small, few minutes, it really changes the way that I feel, because sometimes I just feel like I'm just not, you know, doing anything, and just kind of going through the day and vacation, and that's just a little bit of structure of with like my routine from home, and also reading a book if it's something. And, and for me, I like it to be inspiring and to be like recovery related, something like that.
When you read recovery books, are they mostly about sobriety, or do you find other recovery books to be motivational as well? Like, for instance, I don't know, recovering from drugs or something like that.
Yeah. Well, like I've told you this about this book, and I feel like I'm talking about it to everyone. I'm reading Many Roads, One Journey, Moving Beyond the 12 Steps by Charlotte Castle. And it's about creating a newer model. And she created these 16 steps for women. And so I was just reading that the whole time we were, you know, like on the plane in the airport. And it was really, I found it really, really inspiring. Mm. And so it's kind of, she weaves a lot about feminism and patriarchy and like the reasons behind addiction and just like the world we live in. And and what it means to, to be like female and living in this world and where addiction maybe comes from, 16 steps, all this kind of stuff. So that's been inspiring me lately. That's what I brought along. But it doesn't have to be, of course, like a book on recovery. Mm. So let's move into your experience now about traveling for work, because you've done a lot of traveling even recently.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to give anyone the impression that I'm a so-called expert on this particular topic, because I would consider myself an expert on vacationing sober. I've done it several times over the last, you know, three plus years. Moving to Europe has made it even more exciting and different and new. But traveling for work is something I have been doing now for about 7 months. And I had traveled before for work, but I was drinking at that time. And so what I'm kind of understanding is there are a lot of people that are frustrated with the fact that most people talk about vacationing when they talk about sobriety and travel. And I didn't really understand that there is a difference between traveling for work and traveling for a hobby or, you know, for enjoyment. And I think the main difference is that you do not have the control, as much control over your situation. You don't have as much control over the no. Of course, you can always quit your job. I mean, that is possible. But most of the time, you know, you're going to be asked to stretch your boundaries maybe a little bit more. For instance, I went on a press conference. It was like a 3-day-long press conference, and we were taken out to dinner every night, sometimes on a bus. And so I was 20 minutes away from the hotel, in a restaurant with a bunch of journalists who love to drink. So I guess I have a few tips. And the first one stems from that story, which is have something to tell people about. They're going to ask why you're not drinking. And I thought this was just an American thing, but now that I've been overseas and traveling with Australians and Germans and people from the UK, everyone asks, and not necessarily because they're uncomfortable. Some of them are just interested. So definitely have a story to tell, not necessarily a story, but an explanation. And I don't know, Kate, do you ever get asked, you know, oh, why aren't you having a drink, by people that you're not close with?
Yeah, I mean, that hasn't happened in a long time. People ask, and very rarely does anyone really care. Mm-hmm. I just say I just don't drink.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, that's that.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it was going to be more of an issue when I first gave it up, but no one cares.
No one really does.
But I also don't travel for work. So that might be something very different.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that anybody's like uncomfortable or upset by the fact that I don't drink. They just all want to know why. And if I just say I just don't drink, they will ask me again later. And so maybe this is just my particular industry. Like I said, I'm a journalist, and a sober journalist is like, it's like lightning striking twice in the same spot. It just doesn't happen. So that's one of my tips. Another one of my tips is a little bit like what we talked about before, having your drink order planned in advance. It's really important to be able to talk to the wait staff because a lot of times they just have like red and white wine and that's it. So if you know what you want to drink, you can kind of take them aside and say, hey, can I grab, you know, a soda, or hey, can I grab an apple chourlet, or whatever it is. And they're usually happy to bring that.
Yeah, and then not being like making it a big deal, you know, just kind of saying it. And I think that's also like what I've done in the past too. So like no one really even knows. I mean, like when we hang out together, no one, and the people that we hang out with, everyone knows that I don't drink. And, you know, even if I'm drinking like a non-alcoholic beer, and I used to pour them in glasses at bars so people wouldn't even know that I was not drinking because I just wanted to appear normal.
I'm with you there. One of the big things that I wanted to make sure to stress is to, if possible, arrive late, like skip the hors d'oeuvres and the drink part before a dinner and leave early. Like you don't need to go to the bar after.
You don't need to stay around all night until like last call, like before.
No, it might seem like it, but no, you do not. It's pretty boring.
Yeah. Those are great tips. And, and you write a lot about, did you write about this on your blog, this particular subject?
I actually did a vlog. So a video.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
New.
A vlog. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, people can then check that out at sunnysanguinity.com. Well, Rebecca, thank you for being my co-host today. It was really, really fun. I think that we covered some important tips.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was really fun. And
yeah, I had fun too. Maybe you come on again for a third time.
<That'd be> cool. I'm always happy to hang out and chat with you about sobriety and all sorts of fun stuff.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in, and I hope you got something out of this. I hope this kind of gives you a bit of oomph and courage to go on your own vacation or work travel with confidence that you can do it. So please join me every Tuesday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time, and have a great week. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Join Catherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com or visit the archives at comingcleanradio.com.